Gen die Karin Davin says, if I'm as a copy of base, you know, and I'll begin to piss him out, the Gemara here, I'm at us in the Baal Tisha, says, that already had Bia, but I'm a Leibab, he says, we didn't do Bia. So Halacha is that you need to be get. So he divorces her with a get. Now, which is like what she said, that they had Bia. Pesach Kohen Rashi explains, now, Achar Shleshim Yom Kohen is going after 30 days, which, after 30 days, we assume someone did Bia, and therefore we're going to believe her, and all she needs to get. And says, there's Bechein Nira, let me just say, but it seems like this, because this is coming after the Sefer. He says we did Bia Bia Mes Loid Neval. She says we didn't have Bia, and Avot became Tzricha Get V'Chalitza, and even so she needs to get and Chalitza. V'Hainu Dafka Achar Shleishim, which that halacha is specifically after 30 days. Why is it Dafka after 30 days? Tais proves says the Betoich Shleishim Mashman Bereisha, because within 30 days, something from the Reisha that if she would say I didn't have Bia within 30 days, then the Tzricha Get that she wouldn't require Get. Because the time when Kevin says shechus, we force him to chalita. But look at the time when she get, say that she requires a get. So in the sefer where it says that she says I didn't do bia, and he says I did do bia, and then he retracts and says like what she's saying that also over there that she wouldn't need a get if it was within 30 days. Obviously, but saying she get the chalita, it's talking about after 30 days, and that's the difference between the ratio that says she doesn't need a get to the sefer says that she needs, and therefore but what didn't the hakba benami. So to this case, what comes after that, the meres nevalti, which says I did bia, and he's saying no, I did not do bia. Which is right after that case, where you need to get a chalitza, which after 30 days, as we explained. So to be here, halacha shleishim yom koi, would also be going after 30 days. Abatech shleishim yom, within 30 days. Then actually, tzricha chalitza. Then she would need chalitza. Because, and the proof is, so because if you think it's also within 30 days, then it should have said also with the previous case of within 30 days, you shouldn't make a mistake. Like it's coming here on the heels of the same words after 30 days. So obviously that this halacha is talking about, like Rashi says, that when she says I did Bia, that she does not need chalitza, and enough for the get, yes, after 30 days, when we believe her anyway. But then says Taisa Lafiza based on this Leitachin. Now it's not possible, it's very difficult, Hada Amba Samach, that the Gemara says shortly. The Gemara says the Sarah when it's discussing as how the Bibi's halachas apply to Sarah, Chim Nesha on the Kaifan Mavakin, you think because we force him or we ask him to do Chalitza, you think Neset Salasa, that's gonna because as if like we're actually considering that as if they didn't have B yet, so we can make the Tzara also forbidden because no Yim was done. No, not true. It's not gonna make a problem for the Tzara. Well, Pesach Bekoncha is Bechin Rabbein Chananu. Because we force him to do chalitza within 30 days, and the mavakshim actually, we ask him after 30 days, that's the tzaras, the tzaras can be forbidden. Like, okay, yeah, maybe there's no bia done it. No, it's not. Now, this is difficult. So, according to the way Rashi and Rabbi Nachman learn, so the tzar is going to be permitted within 30 days. Why? Herself, ki amrin the valt b'tech lamed, she says, I did be within 30 days. Still, the Talmud Allah is by chalitza require chalitza. She has no clue like her. How should she know if her co-wife had B or not? Of course, we should make the tzar forbidden without chalitza. Shailan Nira rather says, place it appears that the tzarasa leishaya, this that the Gemara Besamach says that the tzar is going to be permitted, that's ela achala medavka. That's specifically after day 30. And so, v'kaifin, what do you do with kaifin? Isn't v'kaifin only up until day 30? Kaifin is a case of heineki amma bi'alti. That's for the case when he says, I did bia because of amma li'balti, and then he says, I didn't do bia, do me the save of the b'raisa. Some of the cases are the save of the b'raisa, where he retracts from what he said, bi'alti, then we force him to chalitza, and such a situation is where the tzar is going to be permitted because after 30 days. Avakash lo'im mitchil bi'alti, when he didn't say in the beginning bi'alti, ela, shnei moidim mitchil b'atzav shleibol, rather both of them agree from the beginning to the end that they didn't do bia. Then, even after 30 days, loy shari tzara, the tzara would not be permitted. Obviously, because everyone's agreeing that there's no bia done over here. Because the amash mebaseifa, it sounds like from the seifa where we say that if he retracts and they say they didn't do bia, he has to do chalitza, she requires get a chalitza. That davka, sh'amar mitchila ba'alti, only because he initially said ba'alti, so she could get. But the moment mitchila ba'alti, if he initially said I didn't do bia, and he agrees to what she said that there was no bia, in a tzricha get, she wouldn't require get, there's no bia done over here. And if talking to the so it's not possible to say that the tzar is going to be permitted because they both agree to the ball when there was no bia over here. With like zika kavadi bula, and as if to presume as if she for sure had bia, even the ilay even she doesn't require a get because everyone agrees to that. So obviously we're not going to presume that she's a baula, and for sure the tzar is going to be forbidden. That's one approach. That Taisa says maybe you can say opposite of what we said up until now, that after day 30 when they both say that there was no bia, you're saying that there's no requirement of a get. Taisa says no. Actually, maybe she does require a get, and therefore, actually, the tzar would be permitted. Because it says, it's not true. The Yavam actually would require a get. Even both of them agreed that there was no bia. I bother knock out this that we say in the Brisa, etc., which sounds like specifically if he's retracting, then it requires a get. So it says, no, then same thing would be a get. Even if he always said, I didn't do bia, should we require a get? So why did we pick this case when he says initially did do be and then he's retracting? That's Elishman, that's only coming to tell us that even when he initially said Ba'alti, and therefore she wouldn't require Chalitza, based on what he's saying, it's on that part of Allah, that no, still we force him to do Chalitza. But look at my Bishop, not like the Rashi and the Minchal explain the in Kaifin that specifically within 30 days we force, but when he backs that, we don't force him. Traditionally, you could explain that the besamach shari tzedasa that shortly when the Gemara permits the tzara filip teichshleish keep me within 30 days. Like the way they explain, and he says loiba alti that I didn't do bia, the third case of the brayza. Koina my teichshleish is also going on within 30 days. And machin sefer do oimer baalti, and so to the sefer. He says, I didn't do bia, and then he retracts and says, I didn't do bia. We require getting a chalitza. Actually, Kevin, I'm going to be within 30 days. The father Shnei might meet when they both agree that from the beginning, Shnei both, I didn't do bia. Shrihi get by the chalitza. They require get with the chalitza even within 30 days. Now, that's difficult because they both agree that you require a get. So, why is the Rasa say, and even in the beginning, you require get of chalitza. So he says, yeah, but Lavdaf can knock it on Baalti because the Pirish. Like we explained, it's not specific that it has to be that case of when he says Baalti. And Verdation Dictonic Kivinus Lachs is the that says that we force him to chalitza, which sounds like that you don't require get. But based on what we're saying, even then you require get. So he says, the truth is, who didn't get them in Baalti? Truth is, get also would be required. Ketan Mesefa. Like in the Sefa. Ella. So why don't we mention that? Because I cut the last slash mint, I can't get the chalitza. We weren't mentioning the rectification of a get together with the halach of chalitza. Here we were only discussing the concept of forcing and requesting of chalitza. And we weren't discussing that again. But the truth is, even in the case of the Resha, besides the chalitza, would require even a get. So according to the second version, Yavam always needs a get, even if both of them agreed that there was no bia, even within 30 days, and therefore they had, Sarah would be permitted right away. Now, says Taisis, because of these two different interpretations, where according to the first interpretation, within 30 days, if she says Navalti and the husband denies, then she needs to get him Chalitza. She says, Lein Navalti, she needs only Chalitza and the Tzar is going to be forbidden. After 30 days, then if she says Navalti, then she only needs to get, and Lein Navalti require getting Chalitza. So says Taisis, near Lasa Hatzara, so there's two stringencies on both ways, because of these two interpretations. Near Lasa Hatzara, Lachash Leishim Yerim. That the tzar should be forbidden up until 30 days, like the first version, up until 30 days, which says, like, the voltage does not require a get, and therefore, if the Yavama doesn't require a get, for sure, the tzar is not going to be exempted. If they don't both agree that there was bia, but then most definitely the tzar would be accepted. And so, to be stringent, that to require a get for the Yavama, even within 30 days, even they both agree that there was no bia, like the second version. Next, that's not the beginning of the Yavama Bami, where they're discussing regarding this halacha, why we're forcing a chalitza, why aren't you forcing the yibam? So Tari says, in a simple approach, which he answers, he says, no, we didn't want to say that this mishnah is like the later version of daflah, we brought on daflah, because the mitzvah chalitza kademetz, we always do chalitza first, we're forced to do chalitza, not yibam. No, because that mishnah, because it's going to the mishnah, the laws of yibam, the mishnah, it was going according to the original mishnah, which they would do yibam. And therefore, that's what the Bryce is also talking about, even though the Bryce is later point, I mean, could be Mishnah Achreina. And therefore, we say that that's the question, why you're being Kaif and Lachlitz and not to do Yib. Next, there's not the Gemara. Amen Abavi says, Tzrich Chalitza Meget. You require Chalitza with the Get. What does that mean? Pidush Gita Shoye Kfar, meaning the Get that was already given to him beforehand, and therefore became invalid through them. The Chesed says, I'm beginning to say, if I'm kidding, if that's the case, my high Diktoni. So what's this that you're saying that if he says Ba'alti, even if he subsequently retracts and he says, that's really get for chalitza, it requires getting a chalitza, when you really give a get. The whole chiddush is that Yosef do chalitza. So I'm saying, to the contrary, he only said this. That's exactly the point. That the kivan, that you're saying that specifically since he retracted and he says, to loibal, so therefore, that's required chalitza. This is what he's saying. Even though he says lebaalti, still tzricha liyis biyadi git l'raya. You have to have the get in her hand as a proof. Because she can't get married just with chalitz itself. And that's the afapi. In other words, that even though now there's a claim that he didn't do bia, and therefore would not require a get, even so, you need to have the get as a proof to allow her to get remarried. That's from the re. With the words of the Gemara, Shemayim beinil menchom. Heaven is between me and you. What does that mean? It's a picture because Rashi explains. It's revealed that no one in heaven in this kikimik shabani adam that he doesn't have relations with me like a regular person. Which says relating here that doesn't seem to be correct because I'm shilin dorm at the end of dorm that tzadik alam nav. The Gemara explains behedi explicitly the hainu it means sheinir kachetz that he doesn't shoot forth the seed like an arrow and not like Rashi's shot. Next test master begins the Gemara yasidam lachkasha. So what should we do? We should make like a request, which Pesher Bentham explains is fadul makom. They should damet Hashem, feed them bum, they should give them children. But that's Pesher Ben Chanel explains yes, the be faisa that he should make a meal and a pizza. But Yisham, that's how it's burning Yisham. Next day is Matan Ben Gemara Yiboylu. The following question: the Tulanim and the Yehudim. She says I'm taken from all the Jews from being intimate by Liyavim. What's Allah regarding Liyavim? So what's the question? So Pesher Ben Rashi explains: Mi yistu Liyavim Mishum Nedzer. It does she become forbidden to Liyavim because of this vow? Why? Because the Maska Daita she entertains the idea of Mispala. Maybe her husband's going to die, but Nafla Kamei and she's going to fall for him, and therefore even him she's having a mind to be us of him. And never vasula she forbidden. The Maloy Maska Daita, or maybe she never entertained such a thing. But Lasa Nafshiyam, therefore the net was never so inclusive and never included because she never entertained the other. Which says of Kashlir Apirushin. Difficult with the real interpretation because the Pshita Dasu Nafshak call you with him. Obviously, she makes herself forbidden on everyone. That includes anyone, even according to the Yom. She doesn't have to think specifically of every single person. But more, but my inik about what does it mean that the Yom is not like the husband? Inik shar other mevayle. You mean like all other people, not the husbands, everyone. But more, but my kamash mam nekayvin kerdav. What are we saying in the Gemara that oh we hear from this that we force like Rav? So why are you saying that you force to do chalitza? But Balahi mutenesle. According to Rashi, she takes a vow for every single person she does not have in mind for the Yom. She's actually permitted to him to not require chalitza at all. So. Because these questions, Tis disagrees, and they said, like, can the Farish appears to the Rita explain that for sure when she says, I'm taking from the Yehudim, she's forbidden to the Yavam like every single person. But the question was, do we say when she made the Nedim Maska Daito, she entertains less than Nashal Yavam to make herself forbidden on the Yavam? And if you say that, so that was she intended to make herself forbidden. Oh, that means when we ask him to Chalitza, like we said in Halachas of the Mishnah. When she did it intentionally. No, she didn't do it intentionally to make herself forbidden on her yavam like her husband. There was not an intent. And therefore, then you can say, koyven is lachlitz. But come, Rav, that's what Rav says, yavam in the kabal, meaning, she should not have a mind to make herself forbidden on the yavam like on her husband. We force him to chalitza. Meaning that she had him in mind. They only asked for him to do chalitza because the maskei daita l'asas me'yavam she had in mind to make herself a bit on the yavam. That's what appears to me primary according to this and to this line of thought. Hanoch b'shamay shall return to you the perik b'shamay with Taisus.